And welcome back to the Talon Room, where eagles are made, and you're listening to Talon Talk with your hosts, Tyler Beckwith, Kelton Robbie, and myself, Brett McNeil. Today, we have junior Rodney Schultz. He's a starter on the boys' baseball team. Rodney, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Is it okay if we call you a Hot Rod Rodney?
No, of course.
Yeah. I like that. All right. So, Rodney, how long have you been playing baseball?
Since I was about 3 years old. Wow. My parents signed me up for T-ball.
Right from birth, almost.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome.
So, how's the team looking this year?
Good. We only lost two starters, our catcher and center fielder.
That's good. You got people to replace them?
Yep. We got Michael Buck coming in for Corey.
Oh.
And then Matt Savino is bumping out the center field. So, we got some big senior leadership that will be able to replace them.
Good.
Very nice.
Any new members this year?
No. I mean, just other than the freshmen that are coming in.
Are they good?
Yeah, we Ross Gamp, 6'5", mammoth of a man.
Oh, wow.
The mammoth.
What a guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mammoth.
Zach Lagars, they're all going to play big tools in the team this year.
That's good.
Who are all the seniors on the team?
Colson Lewis, Chris Wilkins.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris.
Woo.
Matt Savino, Kevin Leonard, Cameron Brandt, Michael Stoner, Nick Light.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of seniors.
There are a lot of seniors. Wow.
The team's pretty big this year, I guess, right?
Yeah, we got about 35 kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that, like, the biggest? Is it usually that large? Or?
I mean, I think us having a good winning season last year definitely sparked more kids to come out.
There's certainly a lot of hype surrounding the baseball team. Like, we're all pulling for you.
Will it be, like, tough next year without all those seniors? Or, like, what do you think?
I mean, like, you just got to look at it as, like, when them seniors are leaving, like, other team seniors leaving, too.
Right. Yeah.
So then, then we fill their shoes. It's just, like, a big tandem.
And you guys have a lot of talent, like, with the younger kids. Like, not younger, like, juniors, like you and sophomores and freshmen, obviously. So you guys are a pretty diverse team.
Yep.
So what is your team's goals for this season?
Obviously, win the Mountain League again. That was a big victory last year.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make it past the district semifinals this year. Mm-hmm. Lost to the state champions.
Well, I mean,
you've had a couple heartbreakers with that, right?
Oh, yeah, that was...
Last year, was that the first time that you guys won the Mountain League? How long was it?
I think...
it was a while, because I remember looking at something, and it was like Mr. Coleman was on that team,
it was
right?
That team.
And then his son was on the team that won it again. That's kind of special.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yep.
So... You don't just play baseball for the school, right? You're on a travel team.
Right, yep.
So could you explain, like, what that team does and how those seasons work?
That team's for more of, like, the summer and fall when high school baseball isn't going on, and we'll just go to, like, these colleges, like, and they'll host these tournaments and then just try to get college looks.
Right.
That's cool. Okay. Does anybody else from Tyrone play on those teams?
Aiden Coleman, Michael Buck, Kevin Leonard do some travel.
Right.
But I think that's about
so
it.
So what other schools are on that travel team?
You got kids from Pittsburgh, State College, Altoona, Bellwood, Phillipsburg, everywhere.
Yeah. Wow.
Would you say that's, like, more competitive? Like, so that's pretty much, like, the people that are really serious about baseball play that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not definitely not as competitive because it's just kids my age.
Right.
It's by age group.
Okay.
High school is definitely more competitive because it has, like kids that are older than me.
Freshmen
or
seniors. Yeah. Right.
So, if you guys don't know Rodney, he had a little incident.
A little slip up.
In middle school, eighth grade, he happened to be skiing. And, let's just say he fell off a ski lift. And I wanted to know if that really affected your game.
Definitely for, like, the first 2 years I came back from it. Definitely messed my leg up a little bit, but we're good enough.
I want to know the story. Like, I mean, I've heard about it, but I didn't know the real story.
Well, like, we were planning this for a while, and we were, like jokingly saying we're going to jump off the lift, and I was like, yeah, I mean, that's a great idea, seventh grade me.
Because your friend did that, right?
Yeah.
He was, a senior at that time.
You know, I had a friend, Kelton Robbie, Zach Shetler, Taylor Black, and Lindsay Fleck. I was on the lift with Taylor and Lindsay, and Zach and Kelton were behind me. And I turned around, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. They were like, go for it. So I, jokingly went for it. But I went for it.
You actually did it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Full send.
Yeah.
It's not a rumor, but I guess, I heard, you fell. It was an accident. And then later, I heard that you jumped, and I was like, okay. So, what part of the lift did you jump off of?
It was, you get up, midway, of expressway there.
Right. Okay, so that's where you... That's how high is that? Like
20 feet.
20. Oh, gosh.
Why didn't you wait till you got, like... Because there's that spot at Upper Expressway where it's, like, 10 feet.
Yep,
we were, you like, just wanted to full send.
Yeah, I mean, no half sends, that's
if you're going to do it, you better do it right.
And what happened when that happened? Like, how were you, like...
Well, I was laying on the ground, and then Zach and... I looked up at Zach and Kelton, and they were like, does this actually just happen? As like I'm screwing my head off, and then I, like, feel somebody tap me on the shoulder, a ski patrol, and they brought a snowmobile down, and they pulled me up the hill.
So what injuries did you sustain when you did that?
My knee came up, smacked me in the face, and a black eye from
big
that.
Big black eye.
Yeah, jeez. And then I just broke my leg.
Oh, luckily. That's it. just broke my leg.
Yeah. Like, what were you like, feeling? Like, could you believe it, like, happened? Like,
oh, I was just like, what are my parents going to say?
But was it, like, the story that it was an accident, or did you actually, like, end up saying that
on
purpose?
Yeah, I kind of, like, told him. I was like, I accidentally fell off. Yeah, yeah. And then I told him the story, and they were like,
kids,
what can you do?
Yeah. So stupid. Yeah. It's actually really funny. So do you play any other sports?
I used to play basketball. I stopped playing basketball in 7th grade. I wish I never quit.
Yeah, but especially this year.
Yeah.
They're really good this year.
Well, you actually recently had a soccer game.
Oh, yeah. That
on helped. Saturday. Yeah. How did that go?
We had a one-day affair. We played Central, and
up at the Summit.
Yep.
How did you get involved with that?
Well, Andrew Pearson, he helps the baseball team. We had practice that day, and he came, and he's like, hey, we need some players. We're short. And then he asked me, Brandon Lucas, and Mike Buck. Mike ended up being the goalie. Me and Brandon ended up not playing, but.
How'd Mike do?
He got booted in the nose.
Really poor Mike.
Yeah. Poor Mike. We should.
So did you guys win or?
No, we lost. Oh.
9-8.
That's close.
That's a high scoring game. That was indoor, right?
Yeah, indoor. Yeah,
okay, I was gonna say they don't play outdoor in the winter. But yesterday I would have thought it was spring.
Yeah.
So lame. All right. So would you play in college?
Baseball. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No,
soccer. Yeah.
Soccer.
You gonna play soccer? All right.
No way. No.
So, do you know, like, what school you would like to play for?
My goal is Penn State, you know, being 20 minutes away from home and in-state tuition. I mean,
that'd be great.
That's a lot better.
Yeah,
that,
like, right. Have you gotten, like, any looks from Penn State or any colleges so far?
Yeah, Penn State gave me an offer.
Oh, really?
I'm just making sure that that's the place for me.
Right, right.
For other colleges and stuff.
Just weigh your options. That's important. Great. Yeah.
But, like... So, like, I know you're probably going to go to Penn State, but, like, if you had to choose one school to go to that's, like, a dream baseball school, where would you go?
Probably, like, Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, great weather.
Yeah. You can play all year down there. Yeah.
Florida State's pretty good.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't know. I don't know much about college baseball.
Yeah. I've been looking into it a little
bit. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got to get educated, you know, when we have people on like that.
So,
we plan on having another baseball player on the show. So who would be your recommendation to have on?
Oh, Kevin Leonard.
Kevin Leonard.
I was thinking the same thing because we were like, and maybe Michael.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Mike's such a sweet guy.
Mike Stoner, he's a nice.
Yeah. He's a great base. Is he good?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Even if he wasn't, he'd still say he was because he's on air. So Rodney, are you familiar with Talent Talk? Have you listened before?
Yeah, I mean, my friends have all been on it, and I think they're hilarious. So
awesome.
Watch them,
Now you are. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
To you. So you know our segment, Fast Facts, right?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to get there. We're there, actually.
Right. We are here.
We are there. So we're going to begin. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so how many times can you cartwheel in a row?
10.
Do you enjoy watching whales?
Yes.
Goldfish or whales?
Goldfish.
Is it a whale of a snack?
Yes.
EA Sports.
In the game.
That's right. Yes. Black licorice.
Sucks.
Okay, fill in the blank. Life is?
Great.
Favorite water?
Strawberry.
What would be your ideal date?
Ice cream.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Jennifer Lopez.
Can you Dougie?
Obviously.
What is your favorite scent?
Strawberries.
How about your thoughts on the cafe's mac and cheese bites?
Awesome.
You like jazz?
Obviously.
Which one of us is the most attractive?
Kelton.
Damn it. Oh, shoot. Oh, man. Okay. All right. Which one of us is the least attractive?
Kelton.
All right. How long? Even?
Odd.
If Tyrone had a competitive chess team, would you join?
No.
All right. Would you rather?
Yes.
New streaks?
Yes.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Oh. We're still going to ask her the truth.
Yeah.
I apologize for my choice of word.
Have to bleep that one out.
That would be fun.
Okay. So, Kelton, as per tradition, how about you ask him the truth?
This is the truth. Would you rather jump off the ski lift again or drink a gallon of urine?
Drink a gallon of urine.
Really?
Wow. Got Bear Grylls over here. Yeah. Probably does it for fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't even imagine drinking.
I say we go to the dare now.
Would you imagine drinking? You want to?
Don't think I could.
I don't think I want to imagine that.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Okay. Let's go to the dare.
Straight into it. The dare. Tyler has a speech impediment. It has been on display in this show.
Yeah.
So the wethel quith. All right.
So the dare is a freestyle rap. We'll give you a beat, and you just got to rap.
Okay.
He's got to get. He probably prepared.
Okay.
He already knows what's up.
I like this.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Yup.
Yep. Yep. Nick Lewis has nice teeth now. Kelton is cool. Mike Buck is a good catcher. Shout out to Mr. Fittichelli. Go Dan Plummer.
Yeah.
You make nice houses.
He does.
Plumber.
Easily. And he runs a nice ski club.
He does. He makes sure that when kids fall off the lift, they're safe. Yep.
That was pretty good.
Nice little shout outs for everyone there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Fittichelli.
Shout out to Nick Lewis's nice teeth.
I think he looks great.
He looks great. Magnificent.
Yeah. Magnificent. Is that like a permanent thing? Or are they like.
I believe it is, yeah.
Looks great. He really does.
He does.
All right. So. Rodney, it's been a pleasure.
Yep.
Thank you for being on the show. And thank you guys for listening. Don't forget to check out Challenges with Chris, where Chris plays wiffle ball with Rodney. We'll see how Chris shapes up. All right. Thank you guys for listening. And remember to check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. We'll catch you guys next time.